Good morning and welcome to Start the Week, a ministry of Salem Reformed Church, Ashley, North Dakota. I am James Grossman, pastor at Salem Reformed, and I would like to thank you for joining us this morning. As we come to God's Word this morning, we start a new sermon series. We turn to Daniel, and we begin with chapter 1 of Daniel, so let us read together the Word of Almighty God. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with some of the articles of the house of God which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God, and he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God. Then the king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel, and some of the king's descendants, and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge, and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily portion of the king's delicacy and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve before the king. Now from among those of the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. To them the chief of the eunuchs gave names. He gave to Daniel the name Belteshazzar, to Hananiah Shadrach, to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacy, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who has appointed me your food and drink, for why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king. So Daniel said to the steward, whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days, and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be examined before you, and the appearance of the young men who eat the portion of the king's delicacies, and as you see fit, so deal with your servants. So he consented with them in this matter, and tested them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. Thus the stewards took away their portion of delicacies and the wine that they were to drink and gave them vegetables. As for these 4 young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days, when the king had said that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Then the king interviewed them, and among them all, none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they served before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding, about which the king examined him, they found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in all his realm. Thus Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus. Thus far the reading of God's Word. May he add his blessing to it. As we look at this passage of God's Word, we see God's servants unwilling to compromise in spite of the very fact that the things with which they were to compromise looked good and tasty. And they were in a very bad situation, and many people in these situations might throw it off and say, well, I'm in a bad situation anyway, so I'm going to be disobedient to God. Yet they are not willing to do this. In fact, they're very much unwilling. In fact, they are very much careful to serve God. And so as we look at this passage, the theme that we want to see is God's servants trust and obey no matter what God sends their way. God's servants trust and obey no matter what God sends their way. In verses 1 through 7, we see that they have a trial of good provision. They have things which look good, and yet it is a trial for them. They have a commitment to obedience, we see in verses 8 through 14. And in verses 15 through 21, we see that God's blessing provided through their obedience. So first of all, we see this trial of good provision. They're carried into captivity. Notice right away that God gives Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand and some of the articles of the house of God. Reading from 2 Kings 24, 1 through 7, in his days, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him, and the Lord sent against him bands of the Chaldeans, and bands of the Syrians, and bands of the Moabites, and bands of the children of Ammon, and sent them against Judah to destroy it, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by his prophets. Surely, at the commandment of the Lord, this came upon Judah, to remove them out of his sight, for the sins of Manasseh, according to all that he did, and also for the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon. Now, the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Jehoiakim slept with his fathers, and Jehoiachin, his son, reigned in his stead. And the king of Egypt came not again any more out of his land, for the king of Babylon had taken from the river of Egypt unto the river Euphrates all that pertained to the king of Egypt. And so these men are in captivity because of what the kings of Israel had done before them. And yet I call them men, yet really they're probably very young boys, probably between the ages of 9 and 11 years old. And this was Israel's punishment for their sins. And we need to realize something. We are never, very seldom punished for things that we don't deserve. And often we deserve more than we are punished and corrected by God. And yet God is merciful to us, and his justice is very long-suffering. And so these young children are pressed into duty for a foreign king, a foreign and an oppressive king, we read in the Psalms. Now we need to understand something. God sets kings over us. Romans 13 verse 1, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Authority comes from God. And yet in the midst of all this that seems very bad, they are provided with the best in the land. They are given the opportunity to serve the king. Now certainly they were turned into eunuchs, which is not very cool. Yet at that same time, they're given great maturity, called to be trained in the very best manner that the Chaldeans had available. If we remember Moses, he was trained by the Egyptians in the best manner they had. And they were given good food in a bad situation. Now, as I said, many people give up anything to have that good food instead of the bad things. And yet we must understand here that these young men, these very small children, are prepared to stand for the gospel, for the good news of God, and even in danger of their own lives. And we read here in verse 8, Daniel's purpose. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested the chief of the eunuchs that he might defile himself. Good food in a bad situation, yet Daniel seeks to be obedient to the food laws of God and not to eat that which had been most probably sacrificed to idols and was almost certainly against the food laws of the Jews. He was not taking the hard situation to justify disobedience like, sadly, I often have. Instead, he was standing on the word of God. He was standing in trust of God. And notice that God is already providing. Verse 9, now God had brought Daniel into favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. Daniel's obedience was already beforehand being blessed by God. He had favor with that person who was in authority over him. And yet the chief of the eunuchs says to Daniel, I fear my lord to the king who has appointed your food and drink. For why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are your age? Daniel is steadfast in his purpose, despite the fact of this question, despite the fact of this danger to his and even the chief of the eunuch's life. Then you would endanger my head before the king, the chief of the eunuch says. And yet Daniel is not afraid. So Daniel said to the steward whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days. He is steadfast in obedience. He is steadfast in purpose to be obedient to God. He is ready for long-term obedience. Please test your servant 10 days. Let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be examined before you and the appearance of the young men who eat the portion of the king's delicacies. And as you see fit, so deal with your servants. Notice that Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are ready to trust in the God, to trust in his gifts and his direction, even as they partake of that which was probably less nutritious and yet would be obedient to God in this situation. And notice then that God's blessing is provided through their obedience. That's what we see in verses 15 through 21. At the end of 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacy. Notice, God gives them earthly blessings. Their appearance appears better and fatter in flesh. They're eating vegetables, that which we eat today so we can go on a diet and get thin. They're eating, and God is providing for them better nutrition, that they are fatter than those who were eating the king's delicacies. Now notice, this doesn't always happen. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, Daniel 3:16-18. They answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They're not going to bow down before a human being, and we need to be ready and willing to stand too for the Lord. They're ready to die, to be delivered through death from the king, Nebuchadnezzar. And we need to be ready to stand on the word of God instead of blowing around with every wind of doctrine, blowing around with every idea man ever comes up with. And so God provides blessing. And sometimes, yes, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say, it's a blessing for us to die, to get out of you, away from you as king. And sometimes that is a blessing. But God's blessing is provided through obedience. We know and can trust in him and rely on him in these matters. And they're given wisdom, eternal wisdom, but also wisdom in matters of this world. We read verse 17, as for these young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all dreams and visions. Later on, we read that in all matters of wisdom and understanding, verse 20, about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in all his realm. God provides. God provides for these young men. God will provide for us if we are obedient and trust in him. And so we need to be reminded to seek first the kingdom of God. They go before King Nebuchadnezzar, and as we read, he finds them to be better than everybody else, better than even his own magicians and astrologers. And we read that Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus. Matthew 6:33, Jesus says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Wisdom, high status, wealth were given to Daniel and to his friends. And we read that Daniel lived to a ripe old age, outliving 3 different kings. And so we are called to trust and obey God, to trust in his word, which is more firm than the ground beneath our feet, to rely on him instead of the ideas of man, the ideas of this world. And we are not to fear man. We are to stand firm in the gospel, in the good news of Jesus Christ and of salvation given to us freely. And that's what we need to understand here as we look at Daniel in a bad situation, serving God without fear, wholeheartedly serving the one true God. Amen. Thank you for joining us on Start the Week this morning. If you have any questions concerning the things we cover on Start the Week or the Bible in general, feel free to contact us. Our telephone number is 701-288-3265. We invite you to join us for worship at Salem Reformed Church at 9 a.m. at 209 First Avenue Southwest in Ashley, North Dakota. We have begun worship services in Dickinson. My colleague, Reverend Dale Clark, is pastoring a chapel of Salem Reformed Church, First Reformed Chapel of Dickinson. They are meeting at the Holiday Inn Express at 2 p.m. Sundays for worship. If you have any questions, again, that number is 701-288-3265. If Ashley or Dickinson are too or far for you to travel, the Reformed Church in the United States also has churches in Minot and Anamoose in North Dakota, Aberdeen, Eureka, Harriet, Hosmer, Pier, Watertown, Menno, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Vermilion in South Dakota, and in Golden Valley, Eden Prairie, and Hamburg in Minnesota. We are giving away free copies of the Heidelberg Catechism, a summary of the scriptural doctrine of sin, salvation, and thankfulness. It includes an explanation of the Apostles' Creed, the Ten Commandments, and the Lord's Prayer. For your copy, please call 701-288-3265 or mail Salem Reformed Church, P.O. Box 345, Ashley, North Dakota, 58413, and we will be happy to send it to you. Well, that's all the time we have this week. We at Salem Reformed Church pray that you would have the comfort of knowing God this week and forever.